All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, after 17 seasons on the job, the University of Texas has decided to part with head basketball coach Rick Barnes. Now, the move came after Texas AD Steve Patterson suggested that Barnes fire some of his staff members, and Barnes decided to not do that, and thus he was shown the door. Now, in his 17 seasons in Austin, Barnes compiled a record of 4-0-2 with 180 losses, 16 trips to the NCAA tournament, and of course, a Final Four appearance in 2003. But you look at the landscape of big-time collegiate athletics, and unfortunately, it is simply a performance-based industry. And like Janet Jackson said many years ago, what have you done for me lately? Now, Texas came into this season with some extremely high expectations. They began the year ranked in the top 10, and you know, they had their struggles in the Big 12, which was one of the strongest conferences this season in college basketball, and they were able to sneak into the NCAA tournament. They were in the field of 64, and they lost in that second round game to Butler. And at first, it looked like Barnes was going to be able to keep his job, but then things changed over the past few days. Now, you look at what Texas was before Barnes got there, and they were a team that competed here or there, but he made them a consistent contender. And you look at what he was handed when Tom Penders left, and that was a big mess down there at Texas once Tom Penders left town, and Rick Barnes was able to clean things up and make the Texas program a national power. He was able to keep some of the top talent within the state of Texas there to play for him, and you look at some of the guys that he has sent on to the NBA under his watch: Kevin Durant, LaMarcus Aldridge, and TJ Ford, just to name a few. Now, for Texas going forward, they're probably going to look at a big name. You hear about Wichita State head basketball coach Greg Marshall or Virginia Commonwealth head basketball coach Shocker Smart. The bottom line is, just like it is in football, the expectations are going to be extremely high for whomever takes over the Texas Longhorns basketball program. The money will be there, yes, but the expectations that will come along with it will be immense, because you look at the job that Barnes has done during his time there at Texas, and you know, it just was not enough for him to keep his job. Now, I think Rick Barnes is going to land on his feet. I see three jobs out there that are screaming for a guy like Barnes to take over. You look in the Pac-12 conference with the Arizona State Sun Devils. The Sun Devils are coming off of an 18-16 season, and longtime head coach Herb Sendek was fired. And this is an Arizona State program that is looking to make a splash. They did make the NCAA tournament last year, and they want to get back there, and they want to get back into the discussion as far as being a Pac-12 contender for the championship in that conference. And they've seen the success recently with the Arizona Wildcats in the past few years under Sean Miller. And this is something they don't want to get lost in the shuffle, not only in the Pac-12, but also in the state of Arizona. Then you look at the Southeastern Conference, and two teams really, or two schools rather, really, you know, jump out to me. I look at the Alabama Crimson Tide basketball program. Of course, Anthony Grant was fired recently after the Tide finished this year with a record of 19-15, and it's a situation, you know, everybody is looking up to Kentucky within the SEC, but you have an Alabama program. They have not been able to get to the NCAA tournament consistently since Mark Gottfried left the program, and Alabama really wants to get back there. And then the Tennessee Volunteers, you figure, yes, Barnes is a native of Hickory, North Carolina, but Tennessee is not that far from North Carolina. This is a Volunteers program that fired their head coach this year after one season, and they went 16-16. They had a good coach in place last year in Conzo Martin, but you know, unfortunately, not for the people within the program. It was the people outside of the program, and you know, their ignorance that allowed a guy like Konzo Martin to leave. And of course, he took the head basketball coaching gig at Cal Berkeley. So I see these three jobs as places that would be very intriguing for Barnes. It's a situation with a guy like Rick Barnes, maybe at the age of 60, he might just want to cool his jets for a year or two, take some time to himself and his family and sit back and relax. He's definitely earned it. But, you know, when you've been coaching for as long as he has, it's simply in your blood. I don't see him staying away from college basketball that long. He will be back on the sidelines. He's too good a coach to go out on this note. Folks, as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com in the very near future. I'll have some stuff coming up as far as the NBA playoffs go. So I'll have a date and time for you on that. And once that is up, be sure to check it out. As always, you can check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, I will follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page. We have it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and be sure to like it. As always, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.